Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Hey, it's Sean Sharif
and RJ Choppy.
Did you know that Sean and RJ is both a radio show and a podcast?
No way! You can get every episode, every hour, every highlight on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods. And whenever works for you.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters: your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
KNC Masterpiece right here on 105 Through the Fan. We will definitely revisit that commercial we just heard at some point. But right now, brought to you by Ford and your North Texas Ford dealers. Ford is the best in Texas. Let's talk with Dallas Cowboys Executive Vice President Stephen Jones. Good afternoon, sir.
Good afternoon, guys.
When you look at the kind of up and down nature of the team's run defense thus far this season, do you think that it's injuries at play, or is it just kind of a varying level of execution from week to week?
I would probably say the latter. I mean, obviously, the injuries don't help your situation when you're trying to be more consistent and execute on a high level. Obviously, we were missing, and nobody's complaining, our three safeties. We lost our fifth one, halfway through the game. But, you know, that everybody deals with that, and we have to work through that. And, the bigger thing is I'd start with giving, Denver a lot of credit. I mean, Sean's got a great offensive mind, and he looked at the tape against Washington, and, they had some good things, that caused us problems. And, we've got to continue to come up with solutions that are going to fit our personnel the best right now while we're getting healthy. Obviously, we got guys that are going to be coming back, whether it's Dono or Hooker or Wanye or Overshown or, any of these guys that could certainly help us. But in the meantime, we've got to, do a better job. We're not getting the job done. We know we're not getting it done. You are what you are. And certainly, right now we're ranked 32nd in defense in the league. And we've got to be better than that if we want to give ourselves opportunity to win games. Obviously, that was a tough environment. Their defense played really well. It's a hostile crowd there, and we didn't play as well as we think we can play on offense. And certainly our defensive play, we weren't able to go toe-to-toe with them. So certainly the performance was disappointing at best.
Is there, especially when you use the term toe-to-toe, is there anything in particular, whether it's getting more pressure on the quarterback, whether it's cutting down on the big plays, is there anything in particular that you look at as you're like, that's the linchpin to this defense perhaps playing better?
Yeah, I think there's some things we're looking at. Obviously, we want right to work on it. And, I think most of our depths and our defensive line, and we got to look at some options there. I think stopping the run is a big thing, and you said it best to start the show. We're not doing a good job. We've been inconsistent at best, and you got to start. We need to stop that run, and we're looking at some options there, and see what we can do. But it is the full body of work at the end of the day, and we've got to do everything better than what we're getting done right now.
Those options that you're kind of looking at, are you looking at the defensive tackle spot, defensive end spot? What would be the one you like the most there?
I just think it's all the all the above.
Okay.
We've got to get up there and give ourselves an opportunity, and a lot of this is fits, and the safeties are involved in the fits, and we've got to you know, one time when I think we had our nickel corner back there playing safety. So we've just got to get in here and roll up our sleeves and go back to work and improve.
And I know I asked you this similar question 2 weeks ago, but I think it helps shape y'all's philosophy and helps inform the audience. When you say that, it is because you still believe this team has the makings of a team that could make it to the playoffs. Yes?
Absolutely. I mean, we're going to continue to grind it. I think, you know, offensively, we've got the pieces there, you know, to be an outstanding team. And we've got to continue to look at the ways that we can improve this defense and, you know, make some stops. And if we can get some stops, then, you know, I think our offense will play well. They've played well all year. Like I said, we had some unfortunate turnovers. We lost the turnover battle, which isn't, that certainly doesn't lead to winning the football game. So we got to be better there. But you also got to give Denver credit. They've got a really good defense. They lead the league in sacks. Obviously, they got a lot of pressure on Dak yesterday, and we have to be better.
You know, Steven, I think it was Jerry told us a couple weeks ago that last week that the Washington game wasn't necessarily the thing that would make any decisions there. A couple of times we use the word rewarding your team by adding a player that could help put you over the top, like in a big trade or something like that. What would be a good measuring point, a good place that you would go, okay, I do need to reward this team because they did that for us?
Yeah, I think we're always, you know, one thing that I think people don't understand is we work every year, especially as you roll down to the trade deadline. You know, we make every call. We talk to all 31 teams and see if there's, you know, options there that make sense for us that would be the right thing to do. And if that opportunity presents itself, you know, which we're looking at options right now, and we'll decide if we think, you know, that's the best option for us at the moment. And but that's every year. We're always looking for ways to improve our team. Obviously, this trade deadline comes early in the NFL. And certainly we have to take a long, hard look at that and see if the right opportunity's there.
I don't suppose you can give us any more insight about specifics on what you're looking at, right?
No, we can't do that.
Or the teams you've called.
Worth a shot. Now, you go back to...
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hey, it's Sean Sharif.
And RJ Choppy.
Did you know that Sean and RJ is both a radio show and a podcast?
No way! You can get every episode, every hour, every highlight on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods. And whenever works for you.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Yesterday's game, and I know the issues that we've already talked about with the defense, but... the false start on the first offensive drive and then James Houston being offsides, those two plays right there could have swung the balance of the game 11 points. It's not just the number of penalties. It felt like those two specifically, did you feel like they changed the trajectory of that game?
I think Coach Schottenheimer always addresses that. The pre-snaps are unacceptable. We have to be better than that. Our players got to be better than that. And those are all things we can do something about in terms of being more disciplined. And I mean, you're correct. They certainly were huge penalties. I mean, we got a 3-and-out there. If Houston's head's not across the ball, and certainly, you know, the motion we had there, you know, when we're at the half yard line, you know, that hurts. When you're on the road, you got to get your touchdowns. And especially, you know, where we are right now with this team, we got to, you know, we got to maximize our points and maximize our possessions. But you make good points on all the above. So, you know, we just we didn't play well enough to win the game yesterday. You got to start with giving Denver credit. But we got to go. Everybody's got to look in the mirror and see where they can be better.
Now, absolutely, Denver deserves credit, and they are up to 6-2. On the flip side, I know Parcells would always say you are what your record is. Is there any concern for you or the organization that if you look inside this team's record just a little bit, the teams that y'all have beaten are now a combined 6-17?
Mm-hmm. No, I don't look at that in terms of the teams we've beaten, the teams we've tied, the teams we've, you know, at the end of the day, we're 3-4-1, and that's what we are. We have to be better than that. That's not going to get us in the playoffs. So we've all obviously got to change the narrative there. You know, and as I said, it all starts, you know, I had one of our top players say, we all got to look in the mirror. And that starts at the top and goes from our executives to our personnel people to our coaching staff to our players. We all have to be better.
You know, I'm glad you said that, too, because it starts at the Shotty said yesterday after the game that his play calling wasn't good enough, and he mentioned that multiple times. Do you feel like he was kind of falling on the sword there, or do you feel like you kind of got the same vibe that his play calling wasn't at its best yesterday?
Yeah, I'm not going to get into the details of each individual person. We all have to be better, and certainly he made that statement as well. And whether it's Jerry, whether it's myself, whether it's Will McClay and his staff, whether it's Shotty and his staff, or our players, we have to be better.
Jaden Blue yesterday had a couple of flashes. He had the 14-yard run. He also had the fumble. What kind of gauge are you getting on what Blue is and the opportunities he earns and deserves?
Good point. He's a young player that I think has tremendous upside, as everybody's seen. It flashes, and but at the same time, he's got to be more consistent himself. And certainly the fumble didn't end up hurting us, but he's got to clean those type of things up. At the same time, you see the juice that he has and the explosion that he can bring. But he's a young player that I think is just going to continue to get better. But, it's got to start today. He's got to, just like the rest of us, we all got to, get to work.
How do you monitor the progress of Wanya Thomas? Because I know he's had issues with migraines. What's the level of concern for him?
Well, it's just, it's like any medical thing. You're looking for the answers. This is not a clear-cut situation. We've run a lot of tests on him in terms of his concussions. And, our thought process is hopefully this thing clears up and, he can continue to help us, because certainly we miss him. You miss Hooker, you miss Dono, you miss those guys. They're guys we were counting on when the season started, but, that's part of the NFL. Every team, goes through this. That's the nature of our game, and, we've got to continue to push forward with the guys who are available, and hopefully the guys who aren't will be available sooner than later.
Then that question obviously stands for Trayvon Diggs. Do you feel like he can still contribute to this team once his injured reserve time is up?
Yes, I think he very well can. We felt like this was in his best interest. As you know, he's been on and off injury reports all year with his knee and, the condition of one of his knees, and certainly the concussion. He still hadn't cleared protocol yet there, and we just felt like, it was in his best interest, our best interest, for him to just get well. I think that's the number one thing with him, and then hopefully the rest will follow. But now he'll get the opportunity to do that without the pressure of the week to week or, of are you going to play or not.
Did Trayvon Diggs hold the same opinion that this was in his best interest?
Yeah, we won't get into all the private conversations that we have internally.
That might be the answer to this one as well. Do you feel as though there are lingering issues between Trayvon and the club?
Same answer. I mean, we have ongoing dialogue with players all the time, pretty much for the most part with all of them. And, we don't share that dialogue.
Does Joe Milton throw the prettiest deep ball in the NFL?
I tell you what, he's a, he's a gifted guy, and certainly, you know, the pass to JT and great work by JT as well. Certainly good to see Joe go out there and have some success and, you know, JT, you know, execute on his behalf.
There's one other player I forgot to ask about. How y'all feeling about the progression back of Cooper Beebe? I know he wasn't able to play this weekend, but how are y'all feeling about how he's coming along?
Yeah, I think this week will be the week. He was real close. You know, it was his first week of practice after coming off that injury, and we just felt like he wasn't quite there and couldn't play at a level, you know, that he expected to play at or that would be in his best interest to activate him last week. But he was so close, and, you know, believe this will be the week.
Appreciate the time. As always, good sir. We'll catch you next Monday.
Thank you, guys.
There you go, Stephen Jones right here on 105.3 The Fan.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey, it's Sean Sharif.
And RJ Choppy.
We're not just a radio show, we're also a podcast. Find the Sean and RJ show anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
Catch the full episode, listen by individual hour, or jump straight to the highlights.
Just open up your favorite podcast app, search for our names, and hit the follow button, or get every minute of the show on demand the way you want to listen.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.